It's Wednesday, March 20th, and you're listening to Idaho Matters on Boise State Public Radio News. I'm George Prentice. Boise State Public Radio's Frankie Barnhill is here. She's a premier journalist, and in anticipation of Treefort, you definitely always want to know what's on her playlist, and so we're lucky that she can spend a few minutes with us today to talk all things Treefort. And you may want to maybe grab a piece of paper, folks, if you're listening. You may want to jot down a few of these names. At the very least, make a mental note. Hi, Frankie.
Hi, George. Happy Treefort.
Hello. I know. That's true. I don't know if I'm ready, but it's almost as if, there's
it's
no stopping come
every,
it.
Yeah, it's going to be here, and you're not even going to be ready for it, and that's okay.
And it flies out of the gate. What stunned me was today's schedule, the opening day, and tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be talking a little bit about some of the acts beginning. Yep. We're going to talk a little bit about someone who will perform tonight at Knitting Factory, and that is Long Beach, California-based Vince Staples, a West Coast rapper.
Yes, yeah, Vince Staples. I would say this is one of, certainly on my list, it's probably, if not the very top, it's in the top four or five, I would say, for myself. And Vince Staples, you know, he's kind of a controversial artist, but he is an up-and-coming rapper. He's definitely not, you know, top 40, but he's kind of, he has a cheeky way of presenting his art. His latest album is called FM, and it's kind of got this like crackly, it sounds like an old FM radio station. He'll be playing tonight at the Knitting Factory at 9:10. Let's listen to a little bit of him.
You can get anything you want, you know what I'm saying? You want that over there, you want that over there, got you. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand.
And again, that's tonight?
That's tonight at Knitting Factory, and that will be packed. The Knitting Factory is not going to necessarily give priority to Treefort pass holders. So if you are a pass holder and you want to see Vince Staples, my advice is to get there early. I'll be there early because they are selling single tickets to that show. So people who will be buying tickets to that show will also get to get in there. So get there early. That's a really important one to make sure you give yourself time for it.
Okay, next on the list. You've got a nominee, yes, Dream Pop Music.
Yeah, I would say, Anonymy, I don't know what it is. It kind of looks like the sea organism, you know, spelled similarly. And that is on late night Thursday at 12:30, so technically Friday morning. Mm-hmm. So if you want to stay up late night then, let's listen to them. Yeah, Montreal-based artists. They just are coming back from South by Southwest, so they're on tour. They're one of the many bands who are, you know, packed up their guitars from Austin and headed to Boise for Treefort.
And plus, dance music is in the repertoire.
Yeah, yeah,
some
a little
psychedelic.
Bit, definitely a little psychedelic on that side of things. But you know, it's got that twangy guitar sound, which is interesting. It sounds very, you know, retro while still sounding very now. I'm really excited about them.
And again, they've got two appearances.
Yes, good point. So Treefort this year is doing a really good job, I would say, better than in other years, of giving people more than one opportunity to see artists. And they are one that you can also see if you don't want to stay up late on Thursday night, which I don't blame you. Friday night at 8 p.m. at the Elcor Shrine. They're also playing then.
And another artist who has two performances is a Grammy-nominated blues artist Cedric Burnside.
Yes. Let's listen to him. We can talk about him a little.
I done been low and low. I keep my head straight.
I am all in on that.
Yeah, isn't that fantastic?
It's really good.
Yeah, NPR featured him in a piece on Weekend Edition, I think in February. And he'll be here playing twice, once Friday night, 9 o'clock at the Olympics, Saturday, 6:40 at the Basque Center. And his grandfather, he is the grandson of R.L. Burnside, who, you know, that's a big name in that genre. And it's exciting to see him making his own way now in the music industry.
Okay, we're burning through this list here. Cherry Glazer is actually the name of a LA-based trio.
Yes, they are. They're a punk duo, or a punk trio, rather. Let's listen to them. Yeah, and the lead singer there, Clementine, she's very cheeky. She's definitely the punk feminist ilk for sure. And they're playing late night Thursday. So again, it's midnight Thursday night at El Cora Shrine. There's just the one chance to see them play.
And the one thing I know is their 2017 album was Apocalypstic.
Yes.
And that'll stick with you. We're speaking with Frankie Barnhill about Treefort, and we'd love to hear from you. Communicate with us via email. We are at Idaho Matters, all one word, Idaho Matters at boisestate.edu. On Twitter, we are at KBSX915. And of course, you can touch base with us on Facebook. Okay, moving on. Sudan Archives, but that's the stage name of an LA musician by the name of Brittany Park.
Yes, yes. And she really weaves in some beautiful violin with electronic beats. Let's get a sample.
You only call me when you need something. I need to be free. Time to spread my wings. I don't like leeches.
Yeah, so she's playing two times again. So late night Saturday at 12:20 at the Linen Building, or 6 p.m. at the main stage on Sunday if you want to catch her outside.
And again, Sudan Archives.
Sudan Archives is the name of her stage name. Yeah,
I'm excited for you to talk a little bit about this next artist. We know her as a winner of NPR's Tiny Desk Concert back in 2016. She's also an advocate, and I think a part of her appearance is part of StoryFort.
Yes, indeed, Galen Lee. If you haven't heard her name, let's listen. It's beautiful, haunting voice.
Vintage wine, all rotted leaves and lemon rind. I spit you out, but now you're mine.
Yeah, and Galen Lee, she's from Minnesota. She was, as you mentioned, a Tiny Desk Contest winner, which NPR puts on. They're actually, I think right now, accepting new bands that haven't been signed yet right now. And she's playing at the Boise Contemporary Theater 8 p.m. on Friday. But she's also going to do a talk about kind of disability rights and kind of a movement within the music industry to really recognize folks with disabilities. That's at Saturday, on Saturday at 3:30 at StoryFort.
And I know her through her advocacy. She has what is known as brittle bones disease.
Yes.
She's so articulate, and what a unique voice.
Yeah, yeah.
Really exciting.
And a beautiful songwriter. Yeah, just amazing.
Excellent. Okay, moving on. Charcoal Squids, Montana-based.
Yeah, just thought these guys are fun to throw in the mix. If you didn't catch the lyrics, I think it was, all I think about is blue slime, baby. So
wow.
I think it's a good representation because Treefort does really try to focus on highlighting regional bands. Charcoal Squids, they're psychedelic, they're goofy, they're fun. They're also rock and rollers. They play at Tom Graney's on Saturday night at 10.
Excellent. Okay, hip-hop next, and that's Nappy Roots with some Southern Country charm.
Let's begin now.
360. I woke up this morning and I said, you know, instead of waiting for a good day to happen, you know, waiting around through ups and downs, you know, I just said, look.
Yeah.
Right? Gonna have a good day. It's hard to listen to that and not think, I am gonna have a good day. Mm-hmm. tough to stay in a bad mood with that one. So they're playing the Reef late night on Saturday.
Can we talk just a little bit about the venues and how unique Boise is?
Mm-hmm.
We have so many great venues and we forget that. I mean, there's kitschy venues.
Right.
Small, intimate, goodness knows the main stage.
Right.
The organic nature of Treefort.
Yep.
I bet you artists adore this.
Yeah.
Especially to do two different concerts in two different venues.
Right, exactly. To have totally different spaces to work with, different kinds of crowds that are coming to each venue. You know, generally speaking, some venues have a certain kind of genre that's generally dedicated to them. But then, yeah, if artists are playing at different spaces, they get to experience slightly different audiences too. And yeah, I mean, Treefort talks about, you know, activating, quote unquote, different locations around the city. And it's really fun to see, you know, some creative uses for spaces, places like the Basque Center, which of course we know for yearly celebrations, but then also to see it during Treefort too come alive a little bit.
Okay, and let's talk about a very big draw.
Yes, very big draw indeed. Okay, it's the one and only Liz Phair. Main stage, Friday, main stage, 8:30. And that's one that I'm definitely going to make sure to attend.
And,
in fact, I'm lucky to say that I was actually able to talk with Liz last night over the phone to get a little bit of a preview of what she might be bringing to the stage and just to reflect on her 20, almost 30 years in rock and indie rock.
And you're going to share some of that with us in just a couple of minutes.
Well.
The amazing Liz Phair. And this is Idaho Matters on a Wednesday, March 20th. I'm George Prentice, and I'm the lucky guy who gets to spend a few minutes with Frankie Barnhill before all the madness begins. And, wow, you got a chance to talk with this amazing artist.
Yeah, talk about being lucky. Yes, I'm so grateful that she made a little bit of time for me last night. And I had to ask her that song, Johnny Sunshine, from her seminal record, Exile in Guyville, 1993 record. That song, of course, has that line, got my white dart and drove it to Idaho. So I said, what's that about? And turns out she has a connection to North Idaho.
It's all about a god sister of mine who lives in Sand Point, Idaho, with her husband. They're llamas and their various creatures. I think they have chickens. They were very early on this sort of self-sustaining, eco functioning tip. They built their own house. They get power from the stream. Like they just, like we were very close growing up, and she's lived in Sandpoint for, 30 plus years, I think.
So yeah, so she does have a personal connection to Idaho, and she'll be at Treefort on Friday. And you know what? The other thing, George, is that what she represents to me is really, you know, Exile in Guyville, like I said, 1993 album. A lot of people remember it. I remember it because in 2003, there wasn't that much good indie music that I was finding. And a friend of mine introduced me to Liz Phair. And I think a lot of young women now, fast forward, even many years past when I was in high school, are being influenced by her in their own own musical journey, including Lindsay Jordan from Snail Mail, who played in Boise last summer. And so I asked Liz, you know, you're influencing so many young artists right now. And she said, well, actually, that's so funny you say that, because to me, they're influencing me at this point.
Everything I wanted the music business to be like back when I was coming up is now manifesting in these young women and these young artists, because there are just so many women doing so many varied things. You know, they each have a very personal and unique take on what their vision for themselves is. And I identify with that. If when I was younger in the music business, I felt like I spoke a language, I felt like a non-native. I felt like I was in a world of men, a world of boys, and I didn't share the same cultural touch points that they did, but I was trying to make it in their business in a weird way. And that it just feels like, a second chance to experience the music industry in a way that feels much more comfortable to me.
What's fascinating is that her artistry is not in a bubble.
No.
And it evolves over time. Mm-hmm. And you talked a little bit about that, and particularly some of the climate, political and otherwise, that have influenced some of her work.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. She told me that, you know, she's definitely focused on the news a lot these days, for better or for worse, from an artist perspective. And she said that, you know, one of the reasons why people and young women and women of all ages look to her then in 1993 and then look to her now is because they kind of identified with this person. You know, she is a shy person. A lot of artists are. But then she gets on stage and becomes this like feminist icon. So we talked a little bit about that.
Is someone that you could tell was nervous to do it, but did it anyway, you know, that got up on stage, maybe wasn't like a big showy front person, but had something to say and had the courage to do it. And right now, I think a lot of people, especially women, are looking for people like that to identify with, because we kind of need, we're feeling a little bit, you know, less safe for overturning Roe v. Wade. You know what I mean? Like, are what we considered fundamental gains in terms of women's rights are being eroded right now.
Wow.
Yeah, and she did say, you know, she's been trying to put out an album for the last couple years, but she's kind of finding it to be challenging. And then she kind of thought maybe this would help.
I'm having a difficult time. I think I'm just going to have to turn off the news. I don't know what to do, because it really scrambles my emotions. I do sense that divide widening, and I do not relate to.
Yeah, and she also was talking about the kind of the partisan politics and trying to understand that. You know, she grew up in a more conservative background in Chicago, in an affluent suburb, and, you know, now she lives in L.A., and she's got more progressive politics, but kind of trying to figure out where that all fits in and how it influences her art. But then, of course, being looked to still, you know, so many people just think of Liz Phair as that 1993 feminist who came on the scene and kind of broke through the boys club of indie rock at the time.
And there's great joy in her work.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I'm kind of anxious to hear 2019 Liz Phair now.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. You know, I think she's 51. She has a son. And she did talk about a little bit, you know, kind of this duality. And I'm sure many artists have to do this, that, you know, it's Liz Phair when it's on the stage, but she's Elizabeth, who might be a little bit more shy otherwise. And she did also talk, one thing that we transitioned to a little bit in our conversation was around festival culture, which I thought was interesting. And of course, you know, this is the first time she's been to Treefort. She had just come off a tour in Australia. I think the festival is named Golden Plains, and said that it was just a breath of fresh air, that so many artists, you know, go to festivals and they feel like, first of all, it's just a meat grinder for them. And touring is in general, but festivals especially so, especially when you're playing, you know, more than one show even in one day. So she said that kind of the smaller, more curated lineup idea is something that really she likes.
And that appeals to me a lot, because there's a lot of entertainment noise in our culture, and it does feel very big business, and it feels overwhelming at times, and then equally superficial. Even if you could really truly enjoy a band, if they're in a certain context, it just becomes like, yeah, yeah, okay, I saw a couple good songs, let's go over to the next one so we're positioned correctly for the next. You know, you're just like grabbing at Instagram moments. And so it's really interesting and nice when you see people that are pushing against that.
Yeah, and pushing against that in a way that really, I mean, we'll see if she thinks that Treefort is kind of what she was talking about there, if they have the same ethos. But, you know, from a festival organizer perspective, that's kind of what they're going for. They you know, want things to feel less sanitized, more authentic, you know, to take your time with the music, to really be there as fans, not necessarily. I mean, there'll be plenty of Instagrammable moments at Treefort. Don't get me wrong.
She hits the stage Friday night.
Yes.
Right? 8:30.
Yep.
Main stage.
Main stage.
Do you have your track shoes?
My track shoes. I actually bought new sneakers for Treefort. I'm not kidding you.
Not a terrible idea. That's yeah. Frankie Barnhill sharing her picks for music at Treefort. Thank you, Frankie.